Missouri Net News, I'm Jason Taylor. Mid-Missouri's Task Force 1 team has been hard at work with rescue efforts in North Carolina after Hurricane Florence has led to catastrophic flooding. KMIZ reports the 47-person crew has been dealing with grueling conditions, including torrential downpours and several tornado warnings. Relief crews from Kansas City are also making their way to North Carolina. Operation Barbecue Relief has crews set up in Charlotte and has already served 6,000 meals. Families of individuals killed when a duck boat sank in southwest Missouri July 19th are objecting to efforts of federal prosecutors to freeze their lawsuits. Bill Wise reports.
The Kansas City Star reports attorneys for some of the victims filed documents in federal court last week, saying the suits were brought to get answers to what happened and to ensure it does not happen to someone else's family. The document says efforts of the United States attorney to delay closure for the victims will only prolong their suffering. Kansas City attorney Gerald McGonigal represents three daughters of a Higginsville couple who died in the tragedy. The Star reported that McGonigal said the delay keeps the wounds open and doesn't allow the families to move on. Federal prosecutors filed court documents August 29th in Kansas City seeking an order to delay any discovery in the lawsuits until a criminal investigation is over. It further seeks to prevent attorneys in those suits from sharing information and evidence they've gathered, stating that such activity could harm the criminal case. The Coast Guard referred the investigation to federal prosecutors on August 13th. No criminal charges have been filed resulting from the duck boat mishap that killed 17 people on Table Rock Lake near Branson.
Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill and GOP Senate nominee Josh Hawley faced off Friday for the first time in a Missouri Press Association candidate forum in Maryland Heights near St. Louis. The candidates were asked if there should be a law requiring candidates to disclose their tax returns. Hawley, the attorney general, tells the audience he believes in transparency.
I've called on Senator McCaskill to release all of her family tax returns.
The Green Party and independent candidates were also featured in the forum. St. Louis homicide detectives are investigating a fatal shooting that occurred yesterday afternoon. Officers found a man deceased inside a truck who had been shot in the neck along a city street. Three people were injured in an overnight Sunday morning shooting at a bar in the historic Crossroads District of Kansas City. Police were called to Rhythm and Booze early Sunday to investigate an aggravated assault. A tactical rescue team from Missouri that helped with Hurricane Harvey is still ready to assist in the aftermath of Florence. The Southeast Missouri Homeland Security Response Team has lightweight boats that are durable and can carry a lot of people. Response Team member Brad Dillo says his crew often rescues people who have been stranded.
I remember vividly people saying, we pick them up and they said, I've had enough. You know, I want out of here.
Dillo says floodwaters are dangerous because they're often contaminated with oil, gasoline, sewage, and diseases. His team was called in at the back end of Hurricane Harvey in Texas last year. More news at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.